Today we're going to look at the subject of persecution and the words of Jesus out of Matthew chapter 10, verses 16 to 23. And Jesus wanted to prepare His disciples for opposition. He wanted them to know, look, there's going to be opposition. It's going to come. All those that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Persecution is not something that you can rebuke. You know, the enemy may be behind persecution, but persecution is part of standing for righteousness. The Bible says those that live godly in Christ will suffer persecution. Now, Jesus is preparing His disciples by saying these words in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16. He says, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Now, that word behold is saying, listen to me, guys. I want you to get this. I'm going to send you as sheep in the midst of wolves. Now, sheep are the most defenseless and dependent animal on the shepherd that I know of. I mean, a sheep doesn't have fangs. He's not like a snake. He can't put poison into you. He has no defense whatsoever. And the only really defense that he has, a sheep, is his shepherd. Now, a shepherd's responsibility is to keep wolves out of that flock of sheep. But you know, Jesus is saying the very opposite. He's saying, I send you as sheep into wolves, in a pack of wolves. Isn't that amazing? Now, the reason Jesus is saying that is He's preparing them for opposition. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. There will be opposition. As a Christian, part of the Christian life is opposition. And Jesus wants you to know that. He wants to prepare you for that. And He says, therefore be wise like serpents. And that word wise is a word that actually means in every situation, you will not needlessly incite problems, but you'll have a wisdom that you carry with you. Be wise as serpents. Be harmless as doves. And then He says in verse 17, beware of men. See, the enemy is going to use men. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 that there is a God of this world, a spirit that now works in children of disobedience. Satan is going to use men to oppose us, to oppose the purposes of Jesus Christ. That's what they're opposing. Opposing the Word of God. Beware of men. They will deliver you to councils, to courts. They'll scourge you in synagogues. That word scourge. Paul said, 5 times I was scourged. 5 times I was beat with 39 lashes because of Jesus Christ and the message of Jesus Christ and the message of the gospel. Jesus says, you shall be brought before governors. Even the government will be used sometimes, okay? Even the government will be used at different times to oppose the purposes of Jesus Christ. You'll be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them or against them. You know, I'm a teacher at Colorado Bible College, and I was teaching a course in evangelism. I was showing the students how they could use an evangelism letter of a personal testimony of what God has done in their life to reach out to the lost. And I did one myself, and I sent it out to 50, 100 people. And just about a couple of days after that, I got a phone call from this woman in town, Marianne. She says, you're not going to get away with it. You can't tell me about Jesus Christ. You can't get away with this. Tomorrow, he said, where did you get my name anyway? And I said, well, I got it right out of the phone book. You're a liar. My name and address is not in the phone book. Well, that's where I got it. She said, tomorrow the police will contact you. You know, I thought to myself, is the Bible really true? And you know what? The police did contact me the next day, spent about an hour and a half, 2 hours, a policeman, Captain Shields, trying to kind of, in a sense, interrogate me. You see what I'm saying? When there's robbers and criminals out on the streets, and they spend 2 hours of their time. Why? For the sake of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the gospel. Friend, is the Word of God really true? If you stand on the Word of God, if you're bold to witness, if you're bold to proclaim Jesus, if you're bold to live right a righteous life before men, is the Bible true? It's exactly true. There will be opposition. because there are forces of evil as well as forces of good. And Jesus wanted His disciples to be prepared. Jesus says, when they deliver you up, don't be anxious what you shall speak. It shall be given you in that same hour what to speak. God's Spirit will have a wisdom like Stephen of old, in which the people just couldn't handle the wisdom by which He spoke. And the Bible says in verse 22 of Matthew 10, He says, and ye shall be hated by all men for My name's sake, but he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. And when they persecute you in this city, then flee into another. My friend, opposition against righteousness, opposition against the purposes of Jesus Christ is a reality if you're a doer of the Word and not just a hearer. You know, I was in a park a while back and I saw an elderly lady there and she was sitting in the swing. And I thought to myself, she's harmless. She can't hurt me. She's an elderly lady. And I asked her if I could sit down in a swing with her. And I sat down there and began a conversation with her and I was talking to her. And I said, and I found out her name was Jane. I said, by the way, Jane, what do you do? She said, oh, I'm an old lady. I don't work anymore. I'm retired. I don't work. And then she said to me, she said, and what, by the way, what do you do? And I said, I work for a parachurch ministry, a parachurch organization. And all of a sudden her countenance changed on her face. And she said, don't you tell me about God. Don't you tell me about Jesus Christ. I said, oh, Jane, you shouldn't talk that way. And she says, if Jesus Christ was in front of me, I would spit in His face. And I said, Jane, you shouldn't say things like that. You must have had a lot of people hurt you in churches or whatever for you to talk like that. She said, Jane, you shouldn't talk like that. I said, Jane, let me tell you about my family. She said, no! I said, you can't talk to me. You're going to tell me about Jesus Christ and what God did in your family, and I'm not going to let you. You cannot speak. I said, Jane, please. I said, I've got to tell you about Jesus. She said, no, I'm telling you, shut up! She had a little dog. He had him on a leash, and she just pulled that little dog, and he was sitting there going, ah, I guess, you know, away she went. And I thought to myself, here was a woman out of control because a spirit rose up in her, a spirit of disobedience. She was controlled by an enemy. And you know what I thought to myself? I said, I'm not used to having people yell at me. I'm not used to people getting in my face. And you know what? I had just nothing but compassion, nothing but love for Jane. She was out of control, and I was totally in control. You know, I went home that day and I said, Lord, you know what? I said, the greatest miracle is that I was in control. When somebody was in my face, I had nothing but love, nothing but compassion. My friend, persecution will come. Opposition will come when we go out in the name of Jesus. But did you know what? The same Spirit of God that gives boldness to proclaim Jesus, that same Spirit, when we're rejected for His sake, will give us comfort, will give us strength in any situation. God bless you as you continue to meditate on the sayings and the words of Jesus from our text today.